Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, I've been thinking about business. I've been reflecting. I've been thinking about all of the wonderful CEOs, presidents, and business owners that I've had the opportunity to deal with, and some of the difficult ones. And I realized that this month I'm starting my 24th year. How is that possible? How could 24 years have gone by? In those 24 years, I have experienced almost every emotion that you can experience with myself, with the people that I work for, because of recessions, because of people having business difficulties, because people were successful. But there was one emotion that I never experienced in 24 years. I never, ever thought about quitting, no matter how difficult things were, no matter how challenging they were. I didn't think that I would ever quit. Have you ever thought about quitting your business? Well, you see, I also was contemplating and thinking about why people are successful and why they're not. Because although every individual is different and all people, many people run their businesses differently who are successful, there is some commonality. And one of those commonalities is they never, ever think about quitting, no matter what's going on. They can be having the worst year. They can lose a great deal of money, but they think, well, I can't quit. I've got to get back up and do this again. I've got to make this happen. I mean, I've known of people who have been so low that they were sleeping in their business because they couldn't afford an apartment, and they bounced back to become very successful, very financially comfortable people because they didn't know what the word quit was. Now, there are many ways that people quit. You know, you can have employees show up that are showing up every single day, but they've actually quit in their mind. So you need to be careful that you're not showing up any day, not just overall, but any particular day that you have quit on yourself, that you think, I just can't do this today. Every day has to be new. Every day has to be fresh. Every day you have to be a leader. And when we're talking about quitting, you can't quit on your employees. If you have someone that's not doing the job well, you've got to see if you can turn those people around. You can't say, I'm just going to get rid of them, because if you do that, it's going to create a problem. It's going to create a problem because there's a cost to training. There's a cost to people understanding what needs to be done. There's a cost to the relationship with the customer or the client. There is a cost. So we have to say, I'm not going to quit on you. Sit down in that chair. We're going to talk about why it's not going well. I am going to coach you. I am going to consult with you. I'm going to help you make it happen. And, of course, if it doesn't happen, as I always say, you've got to give people the opportunity to move on, to find something they'll be successful. You can't quit on your suppliers or vendors. You can't treat them badly and expect them to treat you well. You've got to pay them on time. You've got to respect what they do for you. You've got to see them as part of your business. Although they may not own part of your business, you're partnering with them. It's a relationship where both of you succeed. So you can't quit on anything. You can't quit on yourself. You can't quit on your employees. You can't quit on your vendors. You can't quit in your mind. You know, I talk about this all the time. In the 24 years, and every time I say that, I kind of like say, how could 24 years go by? But in the 24 years that I've guided, coaches, and advised CEOs, presidents, and business owners, I've realized that business is about people. It's about how you think. It's about direction you're going in. It's about your will, drive, and determination. And I use that often, will, drive, and determination, because you have to have it. And the very successful people, the people who get so financially comfortable that they don't have to worry about money, they never think about quitting. When a problem comes up, they go after that problem. They solve it. They get rid of it. They make it, turn it around and make it positive. And you can too. So I want you to always be on guard. I want you to always be thinking about what you need to do. I always want you to be careful of how you're presenting yourself to your employees, to your vendors, to the world, to your family. Don't go home miserable every single day because you had a bad day. Don't quit on them. Make their life pleasant. Now, you can give them all the money in the world, a big house, luxury cars, but if you come home every single night and you are an unpleasant person, you have quit on them, and they're going to quit on you. So let's get this right, okay? Let's be positive. Let's start doing that right now. Let's catch ourselves when we're not being positive. And I'd like you to positively connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn at Howard, LEWINTER, or call me at 888-738-1855. And you can always go to the website, talkbusinesswithhoward.com. That's T-A-L-K, talkbusinesswithhoward.com, where you will find very helpful blog posts. Well, this is Howard LeWinter. I always look forward to talking business with you. Until tomorrow.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.